Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board as we face the issues. Looking forward to a lively program today. We're going to be talking about the coming global control, the coming global control. I know you perhaps have heard a few tidbits here and there about it, but for the most part, the real information is not being transmitted to we the people. The Communist Network News and the White House press secretary are preventing any real news about the true happenings to go forth because we the people are not supposed to know. We're left in the dark, and yet we're the ones, the puppets, if you please, that are trading out the dollars for the federal government to expend, and they're in the process now of destroying faith, family, and our freedoms. In fact, I'm reminded of Isaiah 5:20. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, to put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. And ladies and gentlemen, that's precisely what we see taking place today in America. And yet somehow, some way, we the people are being blamed for every evil that takes place, not the federal government, not Joe Biden, not the globalist elitists that are wanting to control the world. Headline news here, Bill Gates warns of possible more fatal COVID variant, calls for a pandemic task force led by the World Health Organization that will cost $1 billion a year, end quote. We'll look more into that in just a moment as we talk about the very serious thing that's taking place today, that if, ladies and gentlemen, if these things take place with the globalist control, if we see the ultimate global reset as Biden has been pushing for, it will destroy anything that we call the freedom of religion, the freedom of speech, and the opportunity to have church as we know it today. I understand, yes, I recognize that we're in a state of apostasy for the most part in churches today, in the Christian, forefront today. But at the same time, I recognize, ladies and gentlemen, that there's a push behind the scenes that's just now coming to the forefront to lock down anything that's called movement in America. We're looking at the potential of a very soon new lockdown, new forced mandate for masking, and perhaps even the forced vaccination. And it will not be led by the CDC. It will not be led by the FDA, but by the World Health Organization and Dr. Tedros, which is not a medical doctor at all. We're going to talk about that fact and the implications of it with what will take place when this is accomplished. And this week, ladies and gentlemen, is a critical week for the history of America. We'll talk about that in this broadcast today. And lest I forget it, let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue and discussion on the issue. But let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. The decisions and the discussion and the focus on this broadcast each and every day is not based on some denominational dogma. It's not based on some philosophical rhetoric. It's not based on some political ideology. We base our determination, our discussion, and the points that are being made in the broadcast each day based on the authority of Thus Saith the Word of God. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, it's time we go back to the truth book, the Word of God, Jesus speaking to his disciples in John 8:31-32, made this statement, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. And then Jesus says, I am truth. And further, he makes a declaratory statement when he says in John 17:17, thy word is truth. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the truth of the word of God that ought to be relevant in our hearts and lives. It's the truth that we ought to stand on and stand for. However, we're finding truth is disdained today, is demeaned today, is dissed, as the world calls it. It was the secularist George Orwell that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that happening in this very day in which we're living. A disdain for truth, a rejection of truth. This is the reason, ladies and gentlemen, I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. By the way, I didn't agree and do not agree today with Jan Hus's theology, generally speaking, in a lot of areas. So let us understand that. But at the same time, he did make a statement that I think is valid even for today. He says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. And I believe that's what we need to be prepared to do. And ladies and gentlemen, like it or not, I believe we're on the very threshold of having to stand for truth, even to death. I believe there's coming a day in the very near future, and for the most part, it'll be after the rapture of the church, but there'll come a day when those that stand for truth will be martyred for their faith. And I believe the scripture validates that in past tense, future tense, and in present tense as to what will take place from the Christian standpoint. We need to be aware of it, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner, Brandley, Honda, and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The same knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand of landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Ladies and gentlemen, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions. House and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It is a family-friendly, oriented environment. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the faculty, the staff, and all of those in leadership and the workers. Every employee at Tools for Time is off on Sunday, allowing you to worship with your family in the house of God, as God has it for the child of God. Ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, and see what God does is placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, just one moment, we'll take our first caller, but let me say this. Today, multitudes of America, multitudes of those listening to my voice, multitudes across our nation today are wondering if our constitutional republic can survive. Every Christian, every conservative, and every patriot, I believe, must be gravely concerned at this very point. Because this week, in the meetings in Switzerland, in Davos, Switzerland, and in Geneva, Switzerland, meetings are taking place that will ascertain, will determine the direction that America will go in the future, whether it will be a constitutional republic free, or if we will be a repressive third world nation dictated to by the World Health Organization and Dr. Tedros that heads that up. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing well. Hey, you know, I'm just a blue-collar worker. I've got no college. But I want everybody out here to know that I've got the exact same medical degree that Bill Gates has got, which is
That's
nothing.
Right.
I wouldn't listen to anything this man's got to say. He's only got his own agenda, and it has nothing to do with God. It has nothing to do with Christians. these orthoviruses there. I'm old enough that I got the smallpox virus as a young child in elementary school. And then I got subjected to it again while I was in the military. And if you read about these orthoviruses there, you know, they're going to try to pump this thing up to something that's not. They truly are. But it's, you know, smallpox, yeah, that's a bad thing. Monkeypox, the K is silent in monkeypox for the vaccine there. Just remember that.
That's right. Called moneypox.
Moneypox. That's correct,
Jim,
sir.
Jim, you're exactly right. And while you're on the line, let's touch on that, because one of the things that has taken place is that they have come up with this monkeypox. But as we'll talk about in this broadcast, it's about money. In fact, they're already primed and ready. Some nations have already ordered lockdowns. And it's not now where they say 7 to 14-day quarantine. Now they're saying it needs to be 21-day quarantine. And let me ask you a question, and we'll get into that further in this broadcast today. But do you believe that it's potential that there will be a forced lockdown based on this hyper response to what is called monkeypox? Do you think that'll bring a lockdown and a requirement for the election in the fall to be done by mail-in ballot? Certainly, we won't be able to go to the polls and vote in person by that time. What are your thoughts on that? What is your opinion? Where do you think it's going?
I think that they are going to do everything they can to stir up that little pot of fear. And those that are watching the mainstream media and listening and believing in that instead of seeking the truth, they're going to fall for it. There's going to be us, those of us out here that are going to be like, oh, here we go again. They're not going to fall for it. It depends on how many people have opened their eyes to the truth. And I'm hoping and praying after this last little episode that Americans have just had enough of this and will put their foot down and say, I'm showing up the polls and I'm going to vote. And they're going to vote with their pocketbooks instead of fear. But I'm not going to put it past Democrats. I think they will do everything they possibly can to bring back the mail-in and the drop box.
Brother, I believe you're exactly right. I believe you're exactly right, and we're on the fast track for that, because what we're seeing today taking place in Switzerland with the meeting and with what is taking place simultaneously with the so-called monkeypox that's now, as you said, bringing about fear in the hearts of many. But I believe we need to faith God and not fear what government says, especially when we know the ultimate goal of the government will be absolutely with dominating control and to make us a third world nation and not a free constitutional republic. Jim, thank you so much for your call today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the coming global control. And I read just a headline a moment ago, and the headline says, Bill Gates warns a possible more fatal COVID variant, calls for pandemic task force helmed, that is led by World Health Organization, that will cost $1 billion a year. Bill Gates, the software developer, gave an interview with the Financial Times where he rang the alarm about the possibility of a more fatal variant, COVID-19. In an interview with the British economic publication, Microsoft billionaire petitioned for a pandemic response task force that would cost $1 billion. Despite there being more than 6.2 million COVID deaths, Gates warns that the pandemic would get deadlier. We're still at risk, he says, this pandemic generating a variant that would be even more transmissive and even more fatal, Gates told the Financial Times. And he goes on to talk about his prognostication as to what's going to take place. As our recent caller just said, most of us have the same credentials that Bill Gates has, zip zero, no medical credentials. But yet because he owns or controls, hear me, ladies and gentlemen, because Bill Gates and his money, his foundation, owns or controls most of the pharmaceuticals. What he says goes. Where he directs it, that's exactly what the pharmaceuticals will carry out. But ladies and gentlemen, right now what is taking place, perhaps you know and perhaps you do not. Here's the headlines of one of the of some of the things that's taking place. Globalists meet this week in Switzerland to prepare their financial or their final attack to implement their new world order. World leaders meet this week in Davos, Switzerland, where the World Health World Economic Forum's planned the last stages of implementing their plans for the new world order. What comes next? Greg Reese summarizes what they are planning for this final week, final attack, and how this is the Luciferian plan for of Satan's version of the new world order. For the alternative view that God will use Satan and his demonic hordes to actually implement his new world order, which is the messianic new world order. So whom shall we fear, this writer says, Satan and his puppets or the World Economic Forum, or God, who is about to unleash his judgment upon the whole earth, as prophesied in the book of the Revelation in the written revealed word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're going to see coming together two aspects of the same conversation. I believe we're watching the fast forward. We're watching the unleashing of demonic hordes around the globe as the new world order and the global reset takes place. And multitudes are thinking it will bring in world peace. It will bring in harmony. It will bring in prosperity for everybody. But ladies and gentlemen, what God is doing, we're seeing the wrap up of this old universe where the church is snatched out of the rapture of the church and where God then allows the Antichrist to step on the scene and to rule and to reign and to bring about the pouring out of the judgment of God against the world that said no to his son, Jesus Christ. I believe we're on the fast track for that. And I believe each and every day, ladies and gentlemen, we're seeing the foreshadowing of the ultimate events that's found, recorded in the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God in the book of Revelation. Ladies and gentlemen, as we're speaking at this very moment, the globalists are meeting in Switzerland to prepare for the final act and their implementation of the New World Order. Here's an article that goes further. Klaus Schwab, S-C-H-W-A-B, Davos, 2022, ready to save the world, this article says. Amid a global pandemic, famine, wars, economic decline, political turmoil, the World Economic Forum will host its invitation-only Davos, Switzerland conference in person for the first time in 2 years. For the World Health Economic Forum, founder Klaus Schwab, the timing for mankind's fortuitous declaring to reporters that these issues, along with the climate crisis, must be confronted right now. Some 2,500 leaders will gather in the mountains, mountain resort for the conference, which begins Sunday, including 50 heads of states. The Biden administration is a strong, hear me, ladies and gentlemen, this article reads, the Biden administration is a strong advocate for the World Economic Forum, adopting its terms, Build Back Better, which captures the idea of the global reset or of the capitalism and the world order in the aftermath of the pandemic. After the November 2020 election, WorldNet Daily reported, former Secretary of State John Kerry and the European Commission president said in the World Economic Forum panel that Joe Biden's presidency would help propel the Great Reset Plan. End quote. John Kerry will attend the 2020 gathering, said at the time that the notion of reset is more important today than ever before, quoting John Kerry. John Kerry said, I personally believe we're at the dawn of an extremely exciting time, end quote. Kerry, who has since been appointed by Joe Biden as climate czar, said rejoining the Paris Climate Accord by Biden would help drive the Great Reset, but rejoining the Paris is not enough, Kerry said. Ladies and gentlemen, what we see taking place, let me summarize some thoughts for us. We have those that are pushing for the Great Reset, the global reset, the global one world order that they're pushing for, and they're using climate change as one of the propellants to push for that in that direction. They're using the COVID pandemic and other planned pandemics, which some have called the plandemics, to bring about global control, that they might have that global control in the hands of a few people that will be in the seats of authority in the dictatorial world to come. Ladies and gentlemen, God's word is very, very clear. these things are going to take place. We see them happening now in the foreshadowing stages, but there's coming a day after the rapture of the church, which I believe could happen at any moment. I believe after the rapture of the church, we'll see the exponential increase as the clock continues to tick toward the doom of the ages, when the Lord Jesus Christ will return and destroy the enemies of God and the enemies of Christ and those that have said no in the history past. I'm looking at an article by Matt Staver, Liberty Counsel. He says this, yesterday, and that was on Sunday, yesterday the World Health Assembly began meeting in Geneva, Switzerland. Ladies and gentlemen, what we understand is under the Klaus Schwab in Davos, Switzerland, they're meeting talking about the economy, talking about the global reset that's needed, talking about how it can be done through climate change. And at the same time, ladies and gentlemen, there's a group that's meeting that will be answering the question that is asked by Joe Biden to allow the World Health Organization to dominate and control and legally, by international law, be in control of all of America. Here's what Matt Staver says. Yesterday, the World Health Assembly began meeting in Geneva, Switzerland, to vote on Joe Biden's proposed amendments to the World Health Organization's international health regulations called IHR, which will effectively put America under the control of the World Health Organization. All of the freedom-ending, life-killing mandates that America experienced during the last 2 years are about to get much, much worse. Words of Matt Staver, Liberty Counsel. He goes further. Instead of edicts and mandates from runaway governors and mayors, Joe Biden wants to expand this authority and place it in the hands of the United Nations World Health Organization, which has a shocking track record and immunity from any lawsuits. Last Thursday, this is Matt Staver speaking, last Thursday I attended a meeting of national leaders and legislators at which Dr. Robert Malone, the inventor of the mRNA technology platform, told the audience that WHO, World Health Organization, could even declare gender identity. Hear me, this is what we need to understand. Under what would be the banner of health care and the consideration and the concern for world health. Listen to what is being stated by Matt Staver, and I've said this over and over and over. Listen, World Health Organization could declare gender identity as a health emergency. Unlimited abortion as a health emergency, thus forcing freedom-loving Americans to comply with the globalist insane demands. He warned about the dangers of the shots, mandates, and the World Health Organization takeover America. World Health Organization is holding its annual meeting this week, May 22nd through 28th. If Biden amendments pass, the World Health Organization will have unilateral authority to declare a pandemic, even over the objections of any nation, and dictate how it will be addressed, expanding the sway of this foreign body over 194 nations. No one should wield this much power, especially considering the shocking ties of the World Health Organization to communism, terrorism, and China. Joe Biden's amendments to the World Health Organization or the international health regulations will give the World Health Organization director, Dr. Tedros, immense authority over global health, including the United States. Dr. Tedros is not a trained medical doctor, this article says by Matt Staver. Further, the article states, there is a violent and powerful African Communist Party called the TIGRAY, Tigray, People's Liberation Front. This political party is so extreme, it is listed in the global terrorism database and is created with dozens and is created, or credited, that is, with dozens of violent events targeting private citizens, religious people around the globe, the media, and non-governmental organizations. This communist group is linked to a change of power in Ethiopia that led to the extensive crackdown on the media. The party criminalized criticism through defamation and levied steep fines and up to 3 years in prison for any media organization or individual convicted of instigating of one nationality against another. This resulted in the media and all of Ethiopia being reduced to fewer than 20 outlets, end quote. And the Marxist head of WHO, the World Health Organization, Dr. Tedros, is a member of this violent terrorist group. This is the person whose power the Biden administration is trying to expand and grant the World Health Organization control to close down your job, your business, your church, your schools, and your home, and to pick which media you can listen to, choose which packages you will ship to others, dictate what treatment you can get for your health, limit where you can travel, determine which borders can be closed, both state and national, and much, much more. This is like the fox guarding the hen house, Matthew Staver says. There is zero chance it will end up in anything but utter disaster and destruction for our freedoms in America. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know of any more shocking news in print than what I have just read you, four paragraphs out of the Matt Staver Liberty Council newsletter dated Monday, May 23rd, 2022. Ladies and gentlemen, we're on the fast track for watching the coming global control. And those that are in charge, i.e. Joe Biden and his emissaries, are not saying anything about this generally to the general public. But we're watching it take place today, ladies and gentlemen. They're meeting in Switzerland. The meeting is for the 22nd through the 28th. And Israel has already agreed to go under the banner of the World Health Organization. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to me very carefully. Let me restate in very simple terms what I just read in part from Matthew Staver with Liberty Council. If the World Health Organization, with Dr. Tedros having unilateral authority, that means sole authority, hear me, this terrorist man that's a pawn in the hand of Chinese Communist Party, Dr. Tedros, the head of the World Health Organization, if he has unilateral, that is total authority to make a decision of what is wise for the world, and then order shutdowns, lockdowns, mass mandates, or forced vaccinations, it would be, ladies and gentlemen, giving him the key to the kingdom, so to speak. It would be giving him the key, the authorization and the key to control America. Where we go, who we see, who we call, who we visit. He could say that climate change is a major, major factor, and then by the risk of all the people on the face of the globe, at the risk of each of us, he could say no more gasoline cars, no more could we do the things that we do today. There could be the sense that climate change is a health problem, therefore could demand that there be the lockdowns of businesses, the closure of business, or the confiscation of businesses that would have anything that would be going into the air that could be considered causing the climate change. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Tedros, with no medical credentials whatsoever, could make a determination that the churches are dangerous and must be closed. We had that to happen just a couple of years back, where all the churches were locked down, and most pastors, most churches, followed the order and closed the churches, locked them down. And today, ladies and gentlemen, as a result of that, multitudes of churches are closing. Multitudes never reopened as a result of it. I am ringing the warning bell, ladies and gentlemen. I am simply saying, according to Ezekiel chapter 33, I'm pointing out that we need to be the watchman on the wall and the recognition of where we're going and what is taking place in America and the dangers of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we cannot allow this to take place. If it takes place, we have lost America. Perhaps you say, what can I do? How should I respond? You need to call, email and call every senator, every representative on the state level and on the national level and say, intervene with whatever war tools you have to prevent this from taking place. Ladies and gentlemen, don't turn your dials. Hang in there. We'll be right back right after the top of the hour news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.